out that door. Then I saw the Virgin Mary in the water stained berry on the ceiling weeping rainwater tears, and made a full confession to my nickel 57. Spent a bullet in the chamber and fired, waiting to take a chance, secondhand romance, Russian roulette's true test. But you're gone, you're long gone. When I saw you that day beneath the overpass, baby, on the arm of another man, I admit I saw red, maybe lost my head when I just thundered with the clear blue sky. I left a bloody crater with the bullet from the chamber. The gun that wouldn't kill me, like a kiss from Cupid's arrow, watched you spasm in the shadows as light left your upturned eyes, waiting to take a chance, secondhand romance, requiescat pitché. Oh, but you're gone, you're long. We're 4-point restraints. This is one that we haven't played on air in since 2010. So the very first time we were here on the Town with Mikey D. It's called White Lighter.
Persist, steps are
suffocating fog and mist. My heart was thundering like a church bell, resounding with each swell. She told me all of her secrets, and then she tore out my tongue. You, my beautiful nothing. You, my beautiful shame. You, my beautiful nothing. You, my beautiful shame. Despair, bubble and boil with red hate. But the pain, it lingers on, and a desperate cry escapes. She said, don't you worry, boy, it won't be too long. Shame, you, my beautiful nothing. You, my beautiful shame.
Thanks, everyone. We are Four Point Restraints. We're from Boston. This is our last one for the evening. This one is called Load a Gun. It's based off an old Russian folk song.
Pass me feels, get your feeling. Your heart rates and the thoughts come a-stealing. Suddenly that girl in the corner hangs her head and crying eyes. You trace the tears down her porcelain face, leaning close as you embrace with ice dry lips. Oh, you swear she is the one. Now say, beware my son. One is a loaded gun. She laughed at all of your bad jokes. She lets you explore her valleys and slopes. Satisfy your wildest desires. She sets you to the world on fire. But you'll need darkest out with scorching flames. If you deny or dare bring a shame, beware my son. Oh, you swear she is the one you're setting sun. That's one. A loaded gun. And what did I tell you? You've opened the gates of hell. And the sound and the fury will come from the loaded gun. Brother, what have you done?
This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. We're coke and the dollar bill stems and crack capsules. Take a blast. I got
thank you. black winds tear through the sky. Pelicano finds the urn to where the ancients lie. Hear the roaring flood of my uncle's life. Gotta go beyond the tunnel to where the waters wide. Waiting for a travel man to settle in the sky. From the sacred mass, made it to your hide. Ace of corn had a dance, and then the ace was kind. Back from the trail, it was beautiful.
Slow Coyote is the name of that song. Something's coming out. Sorry about that. Huh. Interesting. I don't know where that was coming from. That was Studio B. Oh, I know what that was. That was Joel mixing. I forgot to pot down Studio B. What are you going to do? Right? So how are you guys doing?
Yeah. Very good, Jason. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So why don't you introduce yourselves to me?
I'm Megan. I play bass and four part strings.
I'm Evan. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Will. I play lead guitar.
And I'm Mike, and I do the drumming.
So tell me the 4-point restraint story from the get-go.
So, around 2010, Will and I got back together after going to different colleges, and we started writing music together and writing songs together, and we needed a name for the band, and I just liked the name 4-Point Restraints. It was actually, as uncool as that might sound, was suggested to me by my old man who worked at a hospital. And it's a medical device, for those who don't know. It's the 4 points, the 4 parts of your body. They hold people down when they're frothing at the mouth and whatnot. So I thought it was a good name for a band. And we have been writing and making music ever since. Joel, who's mixing us right now, who did a fantastic job, I think, tonight with us. He did our first two albums, Malice and Mercy. And we just completed an album a couple of years ago. Megan and Mike joined us also a few years ago on drums and bass.
I think we joined in 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. I mean, where do you get your influences from? I mean, obviously there seems to be, I heard everything from like, you know, Irish classic music to John Fahey type of guitar playing. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think we have a diverse kind of collection of influences. Like, you know, the kind of darker post-punk stuff is, you know, we get a lot of comparisons to. I can't tell you how many people have told me we sound like the soundtrack to a Quentin Tarantino movie.
No, I can hear that.
Puts a smile on my face.
Yeah, it's definitely a broad range of influences.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to pinpoint exactly where it's all coming from.
Some post-punk stuff, some theater stuff, some country and western, some Irish folk music, which
right.
I grew up with a lot of. Yeah, so it's a broad mix, and you know, also, I know a lot of people dump on that album, but Sandinista by The Clash, because yeah, they tried all these different styles with that album, and I like that idea. We'll still contain you within a sound that's, people can still know it's you, though, at the same time.
Right.
Just, you know, every other song doesn't sound completely different, so.
I think there was a stronger pirate influence before Mike and I joined the band.
Bit of one, yeah. Suppose,
sea shanty, I don't know.
Yeah. I heard some sea shanty in there. I mean, it's in our blood and our DNA in this area, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know? So you guys were the founding members?
Yes, that's us.
Okay, and tell me about Past Bem. How did this band evolve? Was it originally like a full band thing or just like the two of you? Because I could kind of hear this sound kind of stripped down.
I mean, we've definitely done all types of shapes and sizes. I think our stuff works just, you know, acoustically, which I think is one of our strengths. Mm-hmm. We can do full band electric. We can do stripped down acoustic. You know, there'll be, you know, different kind of style, but I don't think anything's lost. And even, you know, a lot of the same songs, you kind of hear different things when you play it different ways.
On our most recent album, Vicious Circle, we, you know, studio fun, we added, I think, accordion and fiddle and keyboard, like, yeah, piano.
It's a no-brainer with your style. Yeah, it sounds cool. I was going to ask you, people have this wide, like, kind of definition of post-punk. What do you define post-punk as?
Joy Division, The Birthday Party, The Fall, The Smiths, groups like that.
Yeah.
Mostly British, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, British post-punk, because some people could say post-punk's like Shellac or Big Black or something like that, too.
I can see that, yeah.
So, I was just kind of curious as an aside. Mm-hmm. What are you guys listening to these days? As an aside, like, what bands have been influencing you lately? I know that's a lame question, but I'm kind of interested because I like to...
Yeah, well, while we're doing on post-punk, I've just been listening to a lot of Magazine, which I never really listened to a lot growing up. Like, I was always, like, a Buzzcocks guy.
Yeah.
But the lead singer, you know, kind of left... The initial lead singer I left pretty early on, and then founded Magazine. So I'd known the first album, and I started listening to the second one pretty recently. Just again and again. It's got a cool, like, mellower sound, but definitely still that post-punk edge.
I'd like to be more relevant, but, like, I actually have been pretty lazy about listening to newer groups, so I guess even though they've been out for at least probably almost 30 years now, I've been listening to a lot of Stereolab lately. I heard you guys play a tune by them earlier.
I love Stereolab. Yeah. They're one of my favorites. Like, their BBC sessions is amazing. What range of instrumentation do you guys use on your record? Like, what's the crazy? Do you guys use, like, you know, theremins? Like, what types of sounds do you reach for?
That crazy. But, you know, the meat and potatoes, guitar, bass, drums. Harmonica's pretty regular.
I don't know why you guys let me do this, but the last album's almost all upright bass, actually.
Yeah.
And some, like, kind of bowed stuff, and I think that sort of, I thought that worked well with the violin. It's all awesome violin all over the song, so.
Do you guys play the violin? Do you guys hire violin players?
May O'Hara played on the album.
Yeah, string players are hard to come by, so it's good to be friends with those.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you have any shows coming up? Do you want to plug? Or
we wanted to plug a show, but we actually we have to book some shows for the next month. We've been a little bit slow on that front, but probably have something coming up. So if anyone liked what they heard tonight, you know, Facebook page, we keep that updated pretty much. We'll definitely be updating that. But it's been kind of, the summer's been a little bit crazy late. So month of August, we're not quite sure yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have your day jobs and such.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. What do you guys do for your day jobs? I always find this interesting, too.
I manage software developers.
Yeah. All of you are software developers?
No.
I wouldn't know any of that, probably. Anything about that,
yeah.
Well, public school teacher.
That's cool.
I work at an office in a medical facility.
Yeah.
I work at a local library.
Cool. Yeah. Are you a librarian, or you just work at the library?
Only in title. But, yeah, I'm in the back, putting stickers on books, getting them to the people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Collecting late fees.
Talking.
You make sure my late fees aren't.
So you strong-arm people to get their...
I say, hey, you owe 10 cents. We're not messing around here.
Public school teacher, though. I mean, that's cool. You kid, you're sitting in your class... You have no idea that your teacher is like a...
Oh, they absolutely
Oh, they
know.
Do, yeah.
Oh, they do?
We live in that age, so I had to put a block on comments on our YouTube videos because it's just, you don't want students to have it would be considered contact with students, even if they don't respond outside of school. Like, yeah. It's just so, I took all, you know, they were all nice things they said, right? But it was like, I can't have this on there, you know, yeah. I'm gonna take it off. And I set it to 18, but that doesn't mean anything because the kids can just put whatever age they are on there. But I just put the comments off because I don't want it to look like I'm having any communication with them outside of the school emails and stuff like that. So
there's nothing. There's never anything good in the comments anyway.
Yeah. Oh no, they like the music. Yeah.
It's nice that they think
we're
cool.
Bigger than we are. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, playing at the Middle East and having them conclude that they're on tour yeah. is in the Middle East.
Yeah.
You know is yeah. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to change your name, like on Facebook and stuff? I have friends that call themselves like Sally Papadopoulos and stuff.
They don't use Facebook though. It's funny. It's like that's I guess old people media. So
really? I'm so old. Older than you guys.
Well, yeah, but if you're under the age of 30, I guess like that's just not cool anymore. They use other social media accounts. So I've never had that dilemma of receiving like a friend request from a student and being like denied. Yeah. But. So it's that's not one that it hasn't come up yet. So they, for whatever reason, they don't use Facebook as much as we do. So that's a good thing. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
I wouldn't probably understand what they were talking about anyway.
I don't either. I don't even know what they like for music. I had like one student who liked the Smiths, and that was about all.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool, I think, but it's probably because her parents liked them. But
it's bizarre seeing like the 12-year-olds with like. Nine Inch Nails and Smith's t-shirts and
classical music.
Some of them don't actually like it either, like the Joy Division shirts that were big for a while, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, did you actually like the band? Like,
did
you
ever hear a song by
I
the band?
The shirt. Yeah,
so, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to make fun. I mean, they're trying, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they sell Joy Division shirts at Target.
That
per
shirt's
se.
Just iconic. Like, it's just art at this point. I feel like it practically stands alone. I don't know. Like, it's one of those, it's like the Pink Floyd Prism or whatever.
Exactly.
It's just one of those icons. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know what they like for music. Or at least I don't understand the kind of music they like. But my tastes are pretty dated anyway. So.
No. Yeah. Well, it lives on through the music that you're making. I heard some interesting topics in your lyricism too. Like I heard you singing about Catholic guilt and some deep relationship stuff. Where is that all coming from?
Oh, that was more of a kind of murder ballad, just kind of inhabiting a character, you know, one that, you know, racked with guilt.
I like murder ballads,
we
yeah.
We played way fewer murder ballads today than is typical. You should, okay, we'll leave you an album or something. They're all murder ballads.
Yeah.
Just almost.
Yeah, I would say, like, we've been in the band for, like, 4 years now. Do we know what Will does at night? He's just out there writing.
Are you the you're the songwriter, I would take
I'm
it.
One of the songwriters.
One of them.
Yes.
We all went to. Well,
so should we be frightened by you, Will?
You might be a little bit frightened.
Three of us went to Catholic school, so.
That makes four of us in this room.
Four of us, yeah. So, K-12, so yeah. Definitely, and also Sunday schools and Sundays, so we got I got a double dose of it.
Yeah.
So, I know a lot about Catholic guilt. Yeah.
Murder ballad. What are other murder ballad bands that come to mind?
I mean, a lot of folk stuff does that. Of course, like, you know, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds did a whole album.
Yeah, right.
Of ballads.
Tom Waits do murder ballad
stuff.
Some of
his stuff is, yeah. I think so. I think even some Pogue stuff. Any folk stuff, like, usually involves...
Johnny Cash did some.
Is, I guess I don't know if you call them murder ballads, yeah. But they're definitely songs that deal with...
Murder tales.
Death and, you know, having sometimes to do regrettable things.
I'm just playing dumb for the listener, you know. It's like... Because now I want to go on a murder ballad kick. Yeah. And I'm just going to play it my wife around and just start freaking her out. Pam actually used to DJ on the show, too. We moved to Amesbury, and she can't anymore.
Oh, that's a hike, yeah.
It is a hike. But I'm 10 minutes from the beach, so I can't complain about that. Any last thoughts that you want to share? Any words of wisdom?
No, we really enjoyed being here tonight. It's been a couple of years since we were on the town with Mikey D, and it's always a blast to be here. It's good to see Joel. So.
Actually, you know what? Let's talk about, before we end this, let's talk about your studio time with Joel and how you got to know Joel.
I mean, I think we met him at a guitar center, Daddy's Junkie Music.
Rest in peace.
But we actually ended up playing on here. And just seeing the way he worked with the time frame he worked and making us sound awesome in such a short amount of time, just like, you know.
It's magical that when he gives you that CD and you pop it in the car.
We were just so impressed.
It's magical.
We're like, we have to record with this guy.
And, yeah.
He pays, he pays a lot of attention to detail. He's not someone that just tells you how wonderful you are. He'll give you a hard time if he doesn't think it sounds good. He'll he'll stay those extra hours and make you stay those extra hours if he feels it needs fine-tuning. And so he's completely, he's 100% professional about it. Some people just, you know, take your money and tell you how wonderful you are when you record a studio album with them.
Yeah.
And he definitely pushed us, and so, yeah, he's a great guy to work for.
Absolutely.
I think far and away also, like, in terms of, like, live radio performance type experience as a band, like, far and away the most enjoyable that I've ever, yeah, just better sound, better, yeah, kind of logistically.
Right. And you know what's gonna, you know that magical CD is gonna be handed to you at the end of the night.
We're gonna hear it on the best big speakers in the playroom.
Yeah,
that narcissistic itch. It, mm-hmm. Totally.
Well, and you get that tack of swag with the buttons and the stickers, and hopefully it goes on for another 30 years, right?
Yeah, I'll be putting mine on my new car. So yeah.
Nice. What kind of car did you get?
It's not a Lenovo cars. I can't remember. It's not new. It's a 2004. But yeah, they just got it recently. So I got to put my new stickers on it from all the local bands. And God, I don't know what the hell it is. It's some kind of Toyota.
What
it's got four wheels. It's great.
What local bands? Speaking of which, what local bands do you guys like? Like, who do you like playing with? Who are you friends with?
Oh, let's get. I'm ready to drop so many names
go
right
for
now.
It.
Is that helpful?
Yes, because we want the listener to hear these bands.
You named your other bands,
yeah,
too.
First off, Mike and I play in two other bands. I'm going to selfishly plug those first. Those
Please.
Are Time and Place and Blame Shifters. But more importantly, I would say bands like Old Hat, Coffin Salesman, Troll 2 is amazing. Recently saw Ouroboros for the first time. That was freaking just so very good.
Yep.
Gosh.
My girlfriend plays in the Knockups and Salem Wolves.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I share a band space with them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's a small world.
It is.
I had no idea. Who's your girlfriend?
Kat Verlico.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, they are in our space with Ronan Fahey and Tim O'Keefe. It's a great family there.
That Sound Museum, right?
No, it's a Studio 52.
Oh, that's right.
So, it's the air condition. It's nice. Key card access, that's great. What about you, local bands?
We guys played Psychic Dog earlier.
Oh, God. Yeah, they're amazing.
We just played a show with the Gia Teenagers, and Doug and Matt used to be in the same group of flops.
R.I.P. Bundles.
I was
Bundles
just going to say, they're not doing it anymore.
I know. They're still on the internet and still worth listening to.
Cool. Will, anybody? No? You good?
I gave Knockups in this.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, I already got my
I also
list
play
down.
An old hat when we play, so.
I love that phrase, old hat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's old hat.
I think it's old hat because it's all caps. So.
Oh, you play it OTP occasionally, too.
And OTP, of course, yeah.
Cool. Well, guys, thanks for coming out. Any last-minute plugs? I just want to make sure you're well taken care of here on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening to 4 Point Restraints, and hopefully you guys are playing live soon, and we look forward to years and years of good new music, because you guys have been together for how long now?
Almost 10 years. Ten. Yeah. 9 years, yeah.
Here's the 9 more.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, yeah.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Playing.
back to her true nature. One where there's no excuse. I can hear all that you're thinking. There's nothing.
WMFO Medford.
Medical Maps off Soft on Crime. Music Rings On. It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We did have Four Point Restraints live in Studio D. You can go to WMFO.org and download the podcast if you'd like to hear the set in its entirety. Also behind Medical Maps, we had Slow Coyote and Grand Evolution. Now we're going to do something from Matthew Connor. This track's called Night After Night. It's On the Town with Mikey D.
This world ain't a place for dreams, not for people like you and me. I go downtown on a weeknight. I comb my hair, I wear something tight. Couple drinks and I feel alright. But I'd rather be home. I picture you and you're far away. The pressure mounts and the edges fray. Some things we do for love, some things we do for pay. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. Oh, oh. Never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Oh, oh. I write a poem on my lunch break. It's something small, but that's all it takes. Fold it up and I throw it away. It's for me alone. I picture you, it comes easily. It's something small, it's a luxury. We'll take a day. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. Oh, oh. I never became who I wanted to be. It is no good for a girl like me. Oh, oh. In a filling station parking lot, I smashed my phone. I lost the plot and still the alarm at 6 o'clock. Go out and you're
like you and me.
Midland Gown Anchors, Jason Lane. I'm the sign off for the evening. Play a couple more tunes and then we'll switch over at midnight. You've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D, local Boston music, 9 p.m. to midnight every Wednesday, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play some Full Body Anchor for you and some other things before I go. So have a good one. Take care.
to know you got the right man on your side tonight. You got the right man on your side. You got the right man on your side tonight. You got the right man on your side. She'd rather not. She wants to drink and smoke some pot. I think I'd rather not. I think I'd rather not. Says things that she doesn't mean. She wipes her makeup off her cheek. She comes to me in dreams. Comes to me in dream. You got the right.